It is time for our weekly visit with Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal. And Coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Yes, thank you for having me, Bill. Good morning.
Here we are after a 48-0 win over Nicholls. The score indicative of the domination, I guess, of the Gulls last weekend. But what about the domination of that weather, Coach, on Saturday? What an awful day to be playing football. Dudley was not the sun and fun capital of the Bay State on Saturday, for sure.
No, I don't think Eastern Mass, anywhere in Massachusetts or New England, was the fun part. I know a lot of our conference teams played in the same weather, give or take. But, you know, it was kind of deceiving because we knew it was going to rain, but on the way out there, it was, you know, you get in the Mass Pike, you're like, okay, it's not raining right now. And then, of course, it picked up right after when warm-up started and then didn't let down after that. But, you know, it's something, you know, when you get rain at practice as a coach, sometimes you get excited because you can't plan for rain. You know what I mean? You can, you know, so when you get rain at practice, sometimes it's good. I think we had rain, I think it was on Tuesday, so that helped out a lot. But, yeah, it was definitely a soggy afternoon. Looking at the film, it looked like one of the camera angles, it was snowing out.
No, I was watching the live stream, Paul. The first half, you could watch the game. Second half, it was like you were in a at the aquarium underwater watching the game with the wind, with the rain pounding off the lens of the camera there at in Dudley, if you will. Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually, you know, at halftime, you know, they have like a big hill that goes up to the locker room.
Yeah.
And we went down 2 years ago. We stayed at halftime, but it was you know, it was sunny but cool out. I'd never been in the rain like that. So as a coach, you know, it's the little things you don't think of, like, okay, you're timing the walk. Is it a 4-minute walk, 5-minute walk? Is it uphill, downhill, the players, warm-ups, all that stuff, kind of like we talked about before, the wind factors and whatnot. In this game, I kind of was just like, they started walking up, not us, the other team, and I'm like, we're staying out here. And like the players are like got it all fired up. Like even though we're up at halftime, like they were like embracing it. You know, it was kind of cool to see. And then when the other team came out, you could see them getting even more juiced up. Like, we're still standing out here. Like, we had no cover. We had no nothing. It just was just like, we're going to stick it in and finish this out.
Coach, you know, there's rain impacted both teams equally. So this question is not going on as to the impact of the rain. But tell me as a coach, you know, what happens when it rains like that to players, different players and linemen, running backs, quarterbacks? We all know different things, but what is your take on what on weather like last Saturday? What does that impact a player's ability to perform his task normally in a dry situation?
I think first and foremost is ball security. You know, I think when you're, you know, can we hold on the football? You know, does the ball get, you know, as the game goes on, the ball gets heavier and heavier. So, you know, can you throw downfield more? Obviously, you know, your offense kind of shrinks. For defense, it's great. You know, defense, you know, they can't throw the ball as far down the field on both teams as the game goes on. And I think with, you know, offensive line doesn't change. If you're able to run the ball, if you're a good running team at that point, no matter who's playing in it. But I think nowadays, like with the field turf field, it's really not that big of a deal as far as the field. Years ago, as you know, when it was grass, that was more of an issue. Nowadays with field turf, it's more of the ball and ball security. I don't think it has to do with the footing, which is great. You know, I think players, you know, years ago you bring like two pairs of cleats and the mud and whatever, and we've all coached in those games. But now I think it's just more of the weather and what's the impact. But luckily it was raining, pouring, but it was cool, but it wasn't freezing cold. It wasn't windy that bad. So at least that was, we didn't get all the perfect storm. We got, you know, one or two or three.
I know. You're right. I suppose, you know, I was telling you before we started, it's kind of classic New England college football weather here and there. You have these days, but you're right. It wasn't like 40 degrees and rainy. That's probably a very good thing. You know, as far as the game is concerned, I'm not going to delve into it too much, but it seemed to me like you guys had in the first half, and I'm not sure if you were up 2 touchdowns at the time or maybe just the one, but I think it was 2, but you got the pick 6 and the TD, and that did kind of deflate Nicholls after that, it appeared.
Yeah, they got the ball first. They won the toss. They took the ball. We got them the punt, and then we scored an opening possession. One of our freshmen, Kenny Charles, had a got a play, and he rushed in for, you know, like it was like a 40-something yard run, so it was good for him being a freshman. And then the next drive, I think we got the ball, we ended up punting. Then we had a pick six. Mike Lefebvre, who's been great for us, missed out for us as a freshman. He returned an intercept for a touchdown and 14-0, and then scored on the next drive. And I think, like you said, you know, it was kind of, I don't want to say deflating, but it's kind of like that weather doesn't help when all of a sudden the game changes fast for no matter what sideline you're on. But you know, I think there's still a lot of plays. We still have to, you know, there's still stuff we have to focus on and some mistakes we made. So that's our goal was yesterday going over those mistakes and then moving on for the next one.
All right. I know, Coach, you've been featuring a coach with us and from time to time off of your staff to tell us a little background on that coach. And I think since we've talked a lot about the impact your defense has had and you guys are coming off a shutout last week, how about talking to us about your D-line coach today?
Yeah, Manny Squally. He was, when I got the job here in 2018, he was already a player here, so I had made it for a few years. He started for me, and then became a captain, actually a two-time captain, came back for that 50, that COVID year. I think he was like the first wave to do it. You know, as a player, he was always so coachable. He took to coaching. He was a great leader, and then he wanted to get into coaching, and I think selfishly when you have somebody that already knows the system, and you kind of evaluate them. You know, you evaluate them as a player. You also evaluate them as a person. If they're, you know, big-time troublemaker or whatever, like, I don't want that person on my staff. Because when you interview coaches, you may not know more background about them, but when you're around somebody for 3 years or 4 years, now six, like, you get to know them. And the toughest thing for a player to become a coach at the school they're at is coaching their teammates. And Medi played linebacker for us, and the first thing we did was we, you know, moved the defensive line. Like, don't coach, even though they're your teammates, you weren't in that position group, if that makes sense. And he has, he's done a great job. He was excited for the opportunity. Our D-line group, you know, is one of our strengths. In this past game, we played 9 defensive linemen. And they're an unselfish group, and it starts with him. And the way he has them working from the start of practice to the end of practice, you know, I think when they break their huddle at the end of practice, I think they all make sure they high-five each other internally, you know, each one after the group breakdown. So Medi's done a great job, and he's definitely got a great future in his profession.
Nice. Great story. And so he's been coaching with you now. Is this his second year or third year with you as a coach, did you say?
This will be his second year.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, 22 and 23.
Nice.
I hesitate there because he's been with me for 6 years. Well, that makes me feel older or not, but
well,
he's been here, and he but you know, even just real quick, even from recruiting, you know, I don't have to explain to him, hey, this is the, you know, the pros and, you know, the school and how do you sell. Like, he's been here, so he's the one to talk to. And having him, and we have Tyler Perello, who's a first year coach. When I'm thinking of ideas as a staff, sometimes I'll go to them like, hey, what do you think the players think? Just because they're closer than removed than myself or another coach.
No, good point. Yeah, you got to use everyone to your advantage for sure to help them contribute to game planning and team planning as well. All right, Coach, next up, it's Hassan on the road up in Bangor on Saturday. What can you tell us? Now, these guys are 5-2 this year.
Yeah, they're a great team. They've always been one of the top teams in the conference. I got a lot of respect for Nat, the head coach. They do a great job. You know, their quarterback was the offensive player of the year in the conference. Last year, their running backs, one of the better running backs in the conference. They got some weapons. They got a couple of returning offense linemen. They got probably one of the best linebackers, if not the best linebacker in the conference, who's been there for a few years. You know, looking at the film, you feel like you've gone against some of these guys for 4 or 5 years because just they play when they're younger. Every time we've been up there, it's last time they were 21, it came down the wire. These games have always been hard-fought games. They're old-school, blue-collar, very physical, big group, ball coach. So, you know, now it's on the road, but it's also in a hotel overnight up to Bangor, so it's going to be a tough challenge for us. But they're a very good football team.
Yeah, I see where they're also undefeated, 4-0 at home so far this year as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that, so that doesn't help.
But the weather's supposed to be nice, though.
But yeah, they've played, you know, they this past week, I mean, that they played West Wing on that game could have went either way. You know, you go back to Weatherby and equalizer. Who knows what would happen if either team's dry, you know, for everybody that played.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Coach, any injuries or anything like that for Endicott coming out of last week's game at all?
No, I don't think so. I mean, one thing I said on report day is it's the best you're going to feel all year. And when they report here in August, there's going to be bumps and bruises, and for the players and coaches, they're going to be tired and, you know, whatever. But this is, kind of the, now we're at over the halfway point now. But now there's these kids are working hard, so hopefully we can keep it going.
Good point. Coach, thank you so much for your time, and good luck Saturday, up in Maine. We'll talk to you again.
All right, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal with us here on MSONewsports.com.